Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, thanks for joining us. Welcome to Enter the Light. I'm Lynn Bleasdale, joined by Jan Drake Bakke. And we don't have Alori tonight, but we're going to have her here in spirit. So welcome, Jan. How are you?
Hi, Lynn. Great. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm so happy that we didn't have like 10 minutes of silence at the beginning while I messed up the buttons. So I feel like we can I can run this without freaking people out. We have, I think we have some poetry and a few announcements from you, Jan.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you wanna, yeah, good. Go for it. We've got a lot of callers, so I think we've got a really good full show tonight. This is great.
Oh,
so
awesome.
Carry on.
Okay. Thank you. Okay,
all right,
so this poem is called Majestic Dragonfly, and it goes, "We can agree to disagree and try to live more peacefully with beauty and wonder, kindness and surrender, with color and design and texture that is fine, with calm and elation. It is a sweet sensation, seeing the best in ourselves and others. Always we can try. And then take a trip on the back of a majestic butterfly." And that's that poem.
Oh, I love the picture. That it paints a picture in my mind when you read that. That's beautiful. Thank you, Jan.
You're welcome. And so for announcements, I would like to just start off with there's a guy named Ryan Adragna. And he is from the Channeling Eric Mediums, and that's a group that Lynn and I are both in and that we work out of. And it's headed by Dr. Lisa Medhus. And anyhow, Ryan is a healer in that group, and he is a fantastic healer. And I was talking about him last week. And anyway, he has helped me quite a bit. With some problems that I was having in this last month, and he did a great job. I mean, he like, it worked, and it's just, and usually when I've gotten healings from other people, I can feel it. I'm so sensitive that I'm able to feel every little thing, and sometimes it's a little much at times, and I get very leery about it. It scares me even. So I took a chance and asked him to work on me because he has a very good reputation. And I didn't feel hardly anything except only good energy, just like the energy felt just very calm but also very uplifting. And what he did was he took away the symptoms that I was having at the time. And
wow.
So all I know, it, and I didn't have any weird effects or anything trippy or anything. And so anyway, I just wanted to talk about him for a minute and give the listeners his information. And his email address is healingu74@gmail.com. That is, once again, healingu74@gmail.com. And his website is www.healingsthroughspirit.com. Once again, www.healingsthroughspirit.com. So that was my first healer that I wanted to talk about, and he is just phenomenal and just very gentle and kind. His name is Ryan Adragna, and he's from the Channeling Eric Mediums. The second person I wanted to talk about was another healer and also a psychic medium, and she is from the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums also, and her name is Janine Reagan Sinclair. And she does crystal key healing. Crystal key is the most phenomenal stuff I've ever encountered. I mean, I've listened to Janine for years now because she's been part of Psychics Gone Wild. She used to be one of the mediums and psychics on that show, as I was, and also as Lynn was, too. And she talked about her crystal key healing, and I did receive a healing from her, which was beyond amazing, several years ago. But I've come to her again after I've worked with Ryan. And actually, she came to me. I didn't even go to her. She she got the energy just came to her and she came to me. And that's how it works a lot of times. And actually, Ryan came to me too. I didn't even have to go to any of these people. They came to me because they can feel it. And I feel like the angels are, and our guides just lead these people to us. So anyway, Janine was asking me how I was doing the other night, and so I told her some stuff, and she just immediately went in and started seeing stuff that was going on, and she gave me some of her audios to listen to, which are just amazing. They're beautiful. They're just, they're so calm and so healing and so easy to listen to, and it's her beautiful voice and her message and her training, which she has many, many years of, in this crystal key healing that she has created through her studies and practice of healing and all of her education. Anyway, I want to give you the website, which is www.crystalkey.com. That's spelled CrystalKey.com. And crystalkey.com. And it's just worth it. These are people that are just, they're beautiful people who know what they're doing in the field of healing and all this kind of stuff. And they're just trying to help people is all. And I just wanted to share them to everybody because they've helped me greatly. So anyway, that's that. And then I just wanted to say thanks to the admins over at CE Mediums, Channeling Eric Mediums, and the blog group, and also Psychics Gone Wild for letting us share our show over there tonight. Thank you, everybody. And also, the last thing I want to say is don't forget to go to lulu.com and amazon.com to buy the American Federation Certified Psychics and Mediums magazine, which is called American Psychic Medium. And the publisher is Dr. Maximilian de Lafayette. And that's the March issue, which I posted on my Facebook the other day, has come out, and it's ready to be bought now. So over at lulu.com and amazon.com. So that's it. I think I hope I didn't wear anybody out with all this information.
That's great.
Just wanted to get it all in.
No, love it. Those are great, great groups. There's an awful lot of wonderful people doing energy work, and, yeah, it works. Really does. I think we should get, we've got one caller who's been holding for 20 minutes. I think we should let them come on and ask their questions if you're ready. So here we go.
Yep.
So area code 360, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
My name's Lauren.
Hi, I'm sorry. Could you say that your name is?
Lori.
Lori, hi.
Hi.
Not Lori. It's not our Lori. That's, I didn't mean that. I meant it's not Lori Connell calling in. So, Lori, welcome to Enter the Light. Have you got a question for us?
Yeah, I was wondering about this little dream I had this morning when I was waking up. I saw like an American flag kind of skewed a bit, and then a big giant bomb, like a big giant cloud of flames. Mm-hmm. I was kind of wondering about that.
Was the bomb, I just want to jump in for a sec, Jen, if you don't mind. Was
sure.
The bomb, had the bomb gone off, Lori, or was it something that would go off eventually?
Yeah, it was a big giant plume of a as tall as a big giant skyscraper, all these flames in a big cloud of, flames.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you ready to go ahead, Jan? Do you want to start with this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Go ahead.
Lori, in your dream, You saw this, the flame. This is what you're seeing in the dream, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm seeing the flames. I can see the flames. And there's an animal
coming out of it. It's kind of weird to see that. And I'm seeing, I was seeing, at first I saw a lion, and then I saw a raccoon. So let's just see what both of them are, what they're meaning.
Okay.
Because the lion was very much there. It says, hold your head up high with dignity, no matter what you're faced with. And you're much stronger than you think you are, and you need to use your emotional strength in this situation. Call upon courage that's available to you to confront this uncomfortable situation. So that's interesting that the lion came through the flame, because that's whatever that was, the bomb and everything, it's kind of a scary situation, and the lion is telling you that you're much stronger than you think you are, and to hold your head up high with dignity, no matter what you're facing, no matter what kind of, terrible thing that's going on. And when faced with a tough decision, follow your heart rather than what you think you should do, which is always it's always a good idea. And also, if you're experiencing any kind of anger or being triggered lately, remember that it's that look for compassion, look to the side of compassion if you can in all situations. And you probably like to work in groups and stuff in the community, and also you have a strong presence and have a lot of energy, basically, is what they're saying in here. But anyway, what I was getting from that is just that the lion energy can take you through all kinds of intense energy, which is what was going on in that dream. Oh, my goodness, something really explosive. So let's just go right into raccoon to see if they're what the raccoon might be saying about that, too. Let's see. In spite of any doubts you may have, the resources you need for the current situation are readily available. There's some sort of deception going on around you, though. So listen to your intuition. And it's time for indulging in and exploring in your own curiosity. And pay attention to signs and omens that suggest you're getting suggestions from. These could be from your passed over ancestors or loved ones. And just try to be flexible emotionally and mentally to help you with changing circumstances, which could be another thing that's happening in that dream. That could be a powerfully sign of changing circumstances. It could be a lot of different things in there. Does any of that resonate with you? Do those animals speak anything for you?
Yes, exactly. I've been told about that lion before.
Oh, have you? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
Cool.
I was just worried about, I was worried that it had something to do with the United States,
right.
What's going on. I'm really worried about what's going on with, the United States right now.
Yeah, I know. Yep, and with what the animals were saying here, I wasn't going that route. I was just mostly going into stuff for you, just stuff that. But
yeah, that's good too. I need to know
however
that.
However you want to take it, though, you can take it any way you want to. Also. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
You can take it in a positive way for the United States as well. So
oh, wonderful. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sure.
So how is that good, Jen? Do you want me to
Yeah.
Well, I was saying to Jan just before we started the show that I pulled a message
from one of the books I use. And the message that came up, I think, is pretty pertinent here. And it goes, one does not have to feel totally at the mercy of one's emotions. I sense here, Lori, that the fear of the big political situation in America is causing you a lot of personal fear, obviously. It's doing that with many, many people. And fear makes us weak. Fear is it's the opposite of love, and it doesn't serve you, and it's perfectly normal and human to have it, but just remember that fear will make us weak, and coming from a place of fear won't help you personally, and it certainly won't help the nation. I'd say the globe. I mean, everybody's scared right now. The image I got immediately was of many, many hearts linked together on a chain. And I feel from that it's saying that you need to turn to your loved ones and your friends for support and comfort. These hearts linked together give us courage. Many people all working together in the light can cause great changes and it is said too that love will cast out fear. So turn to your peer group, your family, your friends. Make sure those hearts are linked, and that will help a lot. Okay, and I got two names here. The first one name that came up was Carolyn, a crossed over person. I believe it's an older female on your mother's side. If that name doesn't just ring a bell immediately, write it down and find out. This person is sending you a warm wrapping of love, and also again saying to remember that fear will make us weak. We need to just come from love all the time. And the other name that came through as William, and he goes, call me Bill.
That's my grandfather.
Would he have been known formally as William, but go, call me Bill? Does that sound like him?
That sounds like my father, too. But I don't know if he's passed over, but my father's father was William. And,
This is a male who's crossed, who's coming to us from the other side, okay? So I would suspect that would be, and again, they're all saying the same thing, is just to remember to try and come from a place of love. One thing I find really useful is when I get, just because we do this work doesn't mean we don't get scared out of our boots sometimes, you know. What I try to do is for every moment of fear, I try to remember gratitude. I will stop myself. I actually use the image of a stop sign in my brain when it gets out of control. I just go stop, and I force myself to think of things I'm grateful for. Once you start going into gratitude mode, you can't stop, because really there's so much to be grateful for, and it crowds out those fear feelings. I don't feel that your dream is like anything you need to worry. I mean, yeah, of course, like there's nuclear weapons out there. All sorts of things could happen. But I think personally, this dream is acting like a bleeder valve for your own emotions. I think you're getting crowded inside your own energy space with the fear. And, you know, any of those cheesy horror movies will show us that once you get afraid, you start doing really dumb things like running through the woods in the dark and stuff. So stand fast, and whatever gives you courage and strength. And I think, you know, turn to your human circle and your animal friends and all the loved ones around you and ask for strength. Don't be afraid to ask if you're afraid. If you don't ask, you know, nothing will happen. But Carolyn, the Carolyn energy is just trying to send you love, and she's sort of giving an image of a blanket. I'm wrapping you in a blanket that will keep you safe and warm and within yourself. I hope that William Bill, I love him. He's got like a sense of humor, a really good sense of humor. It's dry, very dry, but I like him. Yeah. He's really funny. Call me Bill. So, and remember.
Cool.
Yeah. Our loved ones are a thought away. You just have to think of them and talk to them. They're there. And, you know, if you'd like to get signs, just ask them to leave signs for you. They have all sorts of ways of getting in contact with you. Just remember to keep the fear at bay, and your eyes will be able, you'll be able to see better and to feel better. And yeah. And remember, we're even, I'm up in Canada, but I'm scared too by the situation. I think something's going to have to come to a head, but don't be afraid, because this is just a bracket in a continuum. Okay. We don't die. We just come to Earth for a while to learn. Okay. I hope that helped you, Lori. All right. Well, bless you. Love and light. And thank you for calling in. And thank you for waiting so long. I'm going to move on to our next caller. So
thanks,
have a wonderful
Lori.
Night.
Thank you, Lori.
Okay.
Please call back in too when you want to.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye. So we're here we go. Our next.
That was amazing, Lynn. Totally amazing.
Calls him as he sees him, right? Bill is fun. He's great fun. All right. Our next caller here is 702. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please? Hello?
Hello?
702. Hi. Area code 702. Okay. We just need to get your
name. Hello there.
Please.
Nice to be talking
Hi
to
there.
You. Hi.
Thank you. Thanks for waiting, by the way. I know we've got a lineup here.
Oh, I enjoyed the reading just now. It was very interesting. Thank you.
Lovely. All right. So can we get your name, please?
Helen.
Did you tell me that already? I'm sorry.
No, I didn't.
Well, I just wrote Helen down. That's weird. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. How wonderful.
Yeah, I know. I started writing. She must have told me that already. No, that's cool. That happens a lot. Yeah. No worries. You've probably done that thing where the phone rings and you know who's on the other end. You ever done that?
Many times, yes.
Yeah, we all do it. So, I mean, that just was one of those. It was kind of, I love it when that happens. Anyway,
I do too.
Yeah. Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah, this is natural. This is the way we block these things, but boy, let it in and it happens. Have you got a particular question, Helen?
You know, I don't, I really don't go to any reading, so I'm just so happy to be speaking with you, and I've heard about you and Jan, and a general reading would just be wonderful. Whatever you feel like my energy brings to you, I would just be happy to receive it.
Perfect. All righty then. Jan, take the floor.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. I do see... Well, right now I am. A wolf's head just popped in. That's interesting. And the funny thing is you said 702, which is my neck of the cactus. I'm in Vegas and in the desert, and I am seeing a wolf here now. And I'm also seeing, it has brown ears. That's unusual. But I see the terrain a lot when people call in. I immediately see like the terrain, and there were trees without leaves. And it looked a little snowy to me, too. And so that's kind of strange because you're 702. We're not snowing right now.
Could it be mountains?
Yeah, unless it's mountains. And I don't know if we're snowing in the mountains right now. But that's funny because that's what, unless you've just talk to somebody who lives in the snow or something, because I swear I'm seeing a little bit of snow here. But anyway, that's okay. Cooling off, maybe,
I was thinking of someone who lives in the mountains, right
really?
When I was calling. Yes.
Oh, really? Well, maybe that could that could be it. The trees look a little sparse to me. They don't look like they're, full of bloom right now yet. And they do look spaced, they look... it does look kind of like a mountain scene, but it's a little bit snowy too. So that anyway, well, that's what I saw. But I saw the wolf head pop out, and it looked like a dog at first, but it's they always look like dogs to me, the wolves, because I have a dog who looks like a wolf. Her name's Gypsy, and she's not, though. She's not a wolf, but she really does have the body like a wolf and the face, too. So it kind of looked like my dog, but it, anyway.
So pretty.
Yeah. So let me just go there. And I just, whenever the animals come through, no matter what they are, I just give what I see, and that's all I know. You know what I mean? And let's see. And I was, where is this? You know, I never know what's going to happen. So anyway, characteristics and behaviors that no longer serve your spiritual purpose are being culled from your consciousness. And make cooperation a priority over competition. Valuable insights, ideas, and new teachings are coming your way, so pay close attention. It's important to maintain your self-esteem and integrity and deeply trust in your inner knowing, even when you feel misunderstood or misaligned. You're being spiritually and psychically protected at all times. And they always give this thing on, if you want to call on the wolf, if you need anything, they always say, in regard to any type of relationships or projects or career, it's good to call on wolf for that. And it also helps with social ties, etc. Well, they're pack oriented. They like to go in packs with people
mm-hmm.
with their family or their group that they know. You know, they like to stay with their group that they know. And excuse me. You might want to be, they're saying here, be more expressive in your communication, particularly by adding more body language and vocal inflection. And there may be some trouble in discerning the sincerity and truth of what someone is communicating to you. So that's the interesting thing about the wolf, too, is how they can pick up on stuff like that. They're really, from what I've seen about wolf people, is that they really like to have the truth. They don't want any, you know, they can't stand too much garbaging around. They like it truthful.
Exactly.
And on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That resonates
resonate
very
you?
Deeply, very much so.
Okay.
That's what I'm all about.
Yeah. And they would much rather avoid confrontations, but they will defend themselves and loved ones whenever necessary, too. So, and they are a natural-born teacher, and they are very much at ease with their closest friends and family. And so they're such a neat animal. I love the wolf.
Oh, they're beautiful. I'm loving every
yeah.
word you're saying. I've got my eyes closed, and I'm listening. I'm just taking it all in. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad. We thank you for being here, too. We really do.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and that's mostly what I was seeing is that animal and the terrain of that. And I'm not really picking up. I'm seeing trees here too. I'm seeing trees with more leaves. So I always see locations in nature. So maybe we're getting back to coming off the mountain now. Yeah, getting back in where the trees are blooming a little bit more. Yeah, because they
look like
this.
I came down
yeah.
from the mountain for a while.
Yeah, he's coming down from the mountain now. So basically, yeah, the wolf is right there still. Yeah, the wolf wants to be around your energy. Well, you have wolf energy around you for sure.
Oh. Would you say that was my totem?
Yeah.
Would I consider that my totem then from today on?
I would.
Because I
felt
that.
You what?
something I've always loved them, and I just want to know, should I, you know, embrace that and know that that really is my totem?
Well, if you, from what I'm seeing, this animal is not going away. It's just sitting right here, and I'm not getting a lot of other animals coming in. It's just sitting right here, and I feel this is a very strong animal of yours. But the other way that you can tell too yourself is if you ever have dreams about them, or if you just like, you know, how much connection or feeling do you feel about this animal? Do you like the animal? Are you attracted to it? Do you ever see it?
It makes me emotional to talk about it right now. I feel like I'm going to start crying because I love it so much.
Oh wow. Okay. So that's why it's just sitting right here. That's why it's sitting right here, and I'm not seeing any deviation. You know, there's nobody else, no other animal coming in. So I would say.
Yeah, I'm feeling emotional, so when I feel that way, I know it's real. So, yes. I'm so happy about that. Thank you.
Oh, definitely. Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
How are we doing? Do you want me to carry on then, Jen?
Yeah, please.
I never know whether I should jump in or.
You can jump in anytime, anyway, though.
Well, Lynn, I'm delighted to speak with you. I'm delighted to speak with you, Lynn. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Helen. That's lovely. I feel like we should do a communal howl or something. Anyway.
Hey, I'm ready for anything. Let's do it.
Well, keeping on the canine theme, I'm picking up a dog energy from the other side.
Cool.
And I'm also picking up the name. I don't know if it's the name Benny or it's a dog that is like Benji. I'm not quite clear on that, but there's a dog energy just giving you love from the other side. Now, I'm just not that clear on if the name is Benny or Benji, or if it looks like that little dog from the movies, Benji. But anyway, the next thing I got here was the Tom and a big bouquet of flowers being presented to you from this energy Tom, this person Tom, and also the song I'll Be Seeing You. Do you know that song?
Yes, I know of that song, yes.
Okay, I'd pull up on YouTube and see what you feel when you hear it. I recommend the Vera Lynn version, but, you know, that's me. I'm an old traditionalist.
Yes, I remember it from a while ago. Now, what did you say? What rendition was it so I can look it up?
Well, it doesn't matter. I think it's been covered a lot. But I remember Vera Lynn doing it as a wartime song to rally people.
Oh, yes. One of those old 40s movies. Yes, indeed. Oh, that's a beautiful song. Beautiful words.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Tom was someone who was around in the area of World War II, that song would resonate with that energy. So find out who Tom is, or maybe you'll know, but it's definitely Tom, not a Thomas or a formal Tom. And the flowers are coming at you. And I got there's also action in inaction. And if there's a decision been wondering about lately, something that you can't decide yes, no, maybe, it's okay not to, like, no action if you feel ready to make a decision. Don't worry about it, just make a decision. Okay. And that too is action. And what else did we get here? Oh yes, this is really cool. I just learned something new. I got the image of what I thought was a Celtic knot. Do you know what I mean by those? They're like decorative knots that are used in Celtic art and whatnot.
I don't know the meaning of the knot. Is it a symbol?
I think they can be. They certainly can be symbols. But what I got, anyway, I just quickly looked it up. This is quite fun. The actual image I got is actually called Croatian interlace. And it's three, it's like a trinity almost. There's three, you can look, I'd write that down so you can look it up. But I was looking up Celtic knots. And it took me to the image I saw was this, it's like a trinity. There's three interlooping loops and they all join. It looks to me like eternity almost. It's like, it's just beautiful, but it's called a Croatian interlace. So I didn't know that, but anyway. Yeah.
Okay, I'm writing it down right now, Croatian interlace. Okay.
You never know what you're going to get. But anyway,
that's okay. I'm open. I'm open to receive.
Yeah. So I would find out who Tom is, because Tom is just like, he just sending you flowers, big bouquet of flowers coming your way. And and the song, I'll Be Seeing You. So I have no idea who that is, but you may be able. And if, you know, I was to any caller, if you do catch a meaning something, you can always call back and let us know. It's always interesting to find out what this means.
Oh,
right?
Yes, I will.
Yeah,
yes, I will.
Fantastic. Yeah, we keep us updated. And that, I think that's pretty much it. But there is definitely a dog on the other side that's wagging its tail and saying hi to you. And I don't know if the dog's name is Benny or what, or the name Benny. But
well, should I just tell you what his name is?
Sure.
It was the only dog that really that was my sweetheart that died. Can't even talk about it.
That's
the German
okay.
Shepherd, and his name was Wolfie.
Oh my goodness, that's wonderful.
Oh.
Well,
yeah.
Then I would take the name Benny as maybe see who that might be, because the name Benny comes through with the dog. So I guess, you know, maybe they're bringing him through or whatever, but the name Benny and the name Tom, I would see, you know, talk to your family, see if anybody, if any of that sparks anything with anyone. But and remember too that you don't have to make decisions. If you're not ready to make the decision, don't worry about it. That's fine. And what they said was there is action in inaction. Okay?
Yes, that resonates with me. Thank you.
Perfect.
That's awesome.
Oh, we're just so glad you.
I think one more thing.
Oh, yeah.
Just one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
While you were just talking and stuff, I was seeing her energy with, I saw the tree again. The tree came in again. And on the branches was a fairy. She's in a, she's got wings, and she's like in a, it looked sparkly, sort of lime green bluish, like the color she was. And so I just wanted to let you know that you got a fairy, fairy around too.
Wonderful.
I feel the magic. It. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Thank you,
definitely.
Helen. We wish you a magical night. Thanks for calling.
And you too. And I'll speak to you again.
Please
thank
call
you.
Back
thank
in
you
when
both.
You want to.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay,
that's
then.
Great.
Good night to you.
Good night, Helen, and thank you. Okay, our next caller. I'm just going to try and find. Okay, we've got one person who's been waiting for almost 40 minutes.
Okay.
Area code 954. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for waiting.
Hi.
We really appreciate your patience. Can we get your name, please?
My name is Yvette.
Hi, Yvette. Okay.
Hi, Jan.
Hi.
How are you?
All right.
Good.
How are you, Peter?
That's fine. Call in anytime. Do you have a question for us, Yvette?
No, I always am very open to whatever the cosmos has for me.
All righty. I hate making you go first all the time, Jan.
No,
if you
totally
want,
fine.
Because they
start showing themselves pretty soon, as soon as, you know, she starts talking and stuff. I'm getting a pair of fish. It's goldfish. They look like goldfish. There's a few of them.
Oh, wow. The dog didn't like that.
Dog really had a reaction to that.
I'm sorry, my dog chimed in because my phone was dying.
Oh, dear.
Okay, so I got a pair of goldfish.
Yeah.
And so let's see here. Usually
I had goldfish growing up. Those were my pets.
Oh, did you?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Very cool.
We couldn't have pets where I lived in New York in an apartment, so I had goldfish.
I'm going to go online because they're not listed in my book here of what. But I do know the feeling that I get was there was a pair of two of them, and I feel like they are looking out for you. That's the feeling. That was like the feeling I was getting. But that's what animal totems do anyway. They come in to look out for you anyhow. But it's almost like they're a family. They're a partnership, and they're there to make. They're just sort of there to help you to make sure you're okay. And I forget what goldfish means.
I'm just looking it up, Jen.
Oh, are you okay? Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Hang on here. Wait a second.
Okay.
It's not in my.
Well, I'm pulling it up. Fish, goldfish, animal totem.
Oh, I've got quite a little bit of the
koi. Big pond.
Why is it making so much noise here?
Fish. Oh, here we are. It is often found.
Huh?
It is often found in tranquil. It is often found in tranquil settings, meaning that when one views a koi, one always a peace of mind. Both the gold colors and multicolored patterns of the goldfish and koi, excuse me, are half symbols of wealth and gold. There is strength found in koi. May be in a tranquil state, yet it is awful. That's just what I pulled up randomly.
What's that? I've missed you. It was choppy. I couldn't hear it.
It was very choppy, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's weird. I don't know.
I got tranquil setting.
Yeah. Basically, they're saying that just because it's a tranquil creature doesn't mean it can't kick butt, you know, it can do what it wants. Because it's
okay.
Strong. Tranquil. I found that, I just typed in the spiritual meaning of the bush, and a whole bunch of stuff came up.
I can look that up.
Up the first. Yeah, pretty interesting. Anyway, so there you go. So carry on.
I'm just going to look up something here to, Lynn, if you're...
I've got a couple of bits here.
Okay, and then I'll just keep looking.
Yeah, we'll just hop in. And, I did pick up a name here, Yvette, that came through. I feel this person maybe might have been like a first responder, 911, and the name is Terry.
Is what?
And Terry.
Terry.
I think Terry crossed, serving in the 911. Just coming through saying, I'm fine, I'm fine. And they're just, I think, just coming through. I don't know if that's somebody that you're familiar with.
No, I mean, my godmother was a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Her name was not Terry, her name was Sonia.
Yeah, this is a male energy. Definitely male. Terry. Well, throw that out. It could be for somebody.
I'm suspecting
you know.
It's for a next caller. It's for somebody else.
You
we
think
had
so,
that the
eh?
Last time.
I remember that. Yeah, there was a Jennifer that came. That was the next caller. Yeah.
Correct.
And then what I got was an image of a balloon rising, just going straight up into the heavens, like releasing something. Is there something maybe emotionally that you need to let go of that's not releasing its grip on you?
I mean, I'm My mom passed in 2012, and, you know, we were very close.
Yeah.
We were more friends, and that's been weighing on me. And I know I have to release, although she's always around me, but I have to put it in a different context.
Yes, because to make that connection, if you're grief can be a real block to connect. Like, it's not difficult. They have to slow down their vibration, and we have
right.
to speed ours up to meet partway. Like, we sort of meet at Tim Hortons kind of thing. sorry, that was a Canadian reference. I don't even know if you guys are going to get that. But it's like they'll meet us halfway. We speed up
right.
a little. They slow down a little. And if you're trapped in grief, I think that may be what this balloon is. They want you to put all that grief, everything that isn't serving you any longer, if it's keeping you stuck, you put it into that balloon and just send it up and just let it go. And I wish I could recommend a good biodegradable balloon that wouldn't cause, but this is an energy balloon anyway. It can't hurt any wildlife.
Sure.
So.
sure.
Okay.
I've had an idea that I wanted to go on a hot air balloon, and maybe I will do that.
Oh my, that
oh,
would
wow.
be a great.
Cool.
Yeah, you could do a like a ritual to release that energy that's keeping you blocked or keeping you back. And then the last thing I got here was green. I don't know if it's a name of a business or something. It's called Green Fields. Green
okay.
Fields. I don't know what that means, but it's Green Fields. And maybe a name of somebody or the name of a business, or possibly you should go frolicking in some green fields. I don't know.
Well, there's green fields behind my house. I live there's a lot of land between my house and the house behind me. So the green fields does mean something for me.
Okay. Well, I didn't get anything around that, just that green fields. And Terry, the name Terry keeps coming up. I would find out, I don't know. I would say write that down just in case it is for you, because it's coming through again. Terry and 9/11. Ask maybe some coming through for a friend. I've had things come through that actually were readings for the person's friend or the person that's
okay.
come with them to read. So see if, just find out if there is the name Terry. It's definitely a male energy. It's definitely
okay.
someone who's crossed, and I believe they crossed doing their in the line of duty during 911.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Perfect.
All righty. Jan, are you...
I have a couple... Just one more thing, a couple more things. Of course, I saw a bunch of dogs, and I saw a cat. the cat is so cute. I can't believe how cute this cat is. It's just darling. And I did see one dolphin, too. And I also saw a young girl with dark hair and I know you have a daughter, don't you?
I have two.
Yes. But this girl was, she looks, I don't know. I can't really tell how old she is, but just, I just saw a younger girl with dark hair, and she was sort of like at a table eating or something. And she felt like it was somebody connected to you. So I'm assuming it was one of your daughters. And then, there was really no message, just more of, a connection to you, feeling like family. And then just the dog and the dogs and a cat. Do you have a cat?
I have a foster cat. He's been he's been out for adoption 3 times, and he keeps coming back.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
He's beautiful. He's a Russian blue. He's gorgeous.
A Russian blue?
Yeah, he's all gray. They're called Russian blues.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful cats.
Oh, yeah. Neat.
Sounds like he might have picked his home, or the universe has picked his home for you. Yeah. No, it's a shame. But all right. Was that, how was that for you, Yvette?
That's good. And the dogs, well, you heard them barking. There's four of them in house.
I saw a bunch of dogs, and that's probably why you have four dogs. Wow.
Yeah, and the last one I took from a family friend who passed away. So he will have been with me now in April for a year.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh,
that's beautiful. Well, give them all a hug. I want to move on, Yvette, because we've had
Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you so much for calling in. Please call back in
anytime. I love it.
I will. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. And have one, too. Take care, and we'll move on. Oops. Okay, and we're going to move on to our next caller, 780. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Yes, Jay, caller from Canada. Thanks for taking my call, ladies.
Oh, hi, Jay. That's great. Have you got a question for us, Jay?
Yes. It's interesting. We had some layoffs in our company today, and I got called in the office, basically. It's like we're going to give you some more stuff, and if you don't do it properly, we're going to fire you, basically, in a way. So, and my boss is cut me on little things than compared to other people who've done other more things than I did. So I'm just wondering, should I be looking for another job or something like that? Because it just, really making me mad right now, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, Jen, I'm going to turn this to you right away.
I see a shark. And just boom. So I forget what shark means. But I don't see sharks too often, so that's kind of neat. Let me see here. It says you're especially sensitive right now, so be careful what environments and situations you expose yourself to. Allow yourself to swim through your emotions fluidly so as not to get stuck in any one feeling. You're very well protected and can ward off any threats, negativity, or psychic attacks.
Mm-hmm.
So notice how your mood shifts depending on what you've eaten and modify your eating habits to maintain physical and emotional equilibrium. I guess the shark is coming through to help balance you because the situation has maybe, like you say, you're off balance. It's kind of made you a little angry and stuff. And you'll notice a heightened ability for discernment and discriminating, sorting out what's right and what's not right for you at this time. So that's cool too. You're trying to figure out which way you should go. Should you stay or leave? And if you're feeling overwhelmed with intense emotions, you want to try and move through them smoothly as you can, since it is a sensitive time right now. And you may find it difficult to focus also a little bit. So they're saying, don't act immediately on your feelings. Try to see it through and make a very clear intention on what you act on. You know what I mean? So that you know, so that you're getting a clear pathway. And you may need a period of time to be alone and to avoid getting anxious and irritable. So it may be a good time just to settle down and do a little meditation, relax, and allow this time for you to figure out what you most want to do, what feels the best for you, what, you know, which direction do you want to take. The visual thing that I'm getting right now is you lying down actually and just relaxing and taking a break and just resting and trying to sort through it and allow your intuition to come in and just feel what you want to do. And I'm seeing a bunch of red leaves here. I'm getting a lot of trees today. These are red leaves on these, and this is a. It feels so good. It's a very comforting type of red feeling. It's not red. It's kind of burgundy, and so I would. That's mostly what I'm getting is just to not make a you know, try to just relax and think about what you want most. I think that's the message I'm giving. Meditate and et cetera.
Yep. Okay. We're running very tight for time, so I'm going to do this really quickly for you, Jay. When you ask the question, should I look for another job, the big, I wrote a great big yes. And I also, and Jay, I might be able to weigh in on this, I drew an immediate picture of a dragon. And you want to be very, very careful around people who have a weak energy. They're coming from a negative place, negative emotions, jealousy, envy, competition. They're not, they see your light. They don't like that light because they want that for themselves. Want your power. Your power gets stolen every time you allow these people to make you feel less than. And don't feed into that. Don't play into that. What did I write here? Envy. Oh, yes. Look around yourself. Look at the people that you feel not envious of. You go, ooh, I'd love to have that. Go for that. And network. It says network. Look, don't quit your job and give up security. But while you're working there, network with others who are in a field you'd like to be in. I'm seeing that networking is going to get you where you want to go, and even to the point of finding a mentor, somebody who can help you get into that field. But honestly, life is too short to let these people mess about with you. You will find something else, I feel very strongly. And also, you want to work on shielding. It's a pretty good technique where you put a mirror facing out. This is one technique. You put a mirror facing out around you, and you just reflect all that back. Do not let it in, because, as again, we said with our first caller, fear makes you weak. Don't let these guys make you feel fearful. They're trying to arouse that feeling in you. Don't let it happen. Put the shields up and just keep going and find the thing that rings your bell, the work. You've got to do the work you love and love the life you're leading. It's a lesson. We're all here to learn, and you'll learn better in a happy environment. I hope that helps. You might want to look up the symbol of the dragon, because I drew a great big dragon around the word yes. Okay?
Hope that
helps, Jake. Good luck to you. Don't let them grind you down, okay?
Sure,
and,
thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Where are we? Okay. I'm sorry. We haven't got the time to get to our other callers. I think maybe we'll...
Okay, the last call, then?
I'm sorry? Yes, please. Go for it. Yeah.
Okay. And take care, Jay, and I hope you call us back to let us know how it goes.
Yeah,
so this poem goes, we are part of the divine creation, part of our entire makeup. We are star material. We are part of the vast universe. We are a tiny drop of this brilliance in an infinite cup. And that's that.
Wonderful. Thank you. I just want to say to area code 740, please give us a shout next week. We're sorry we didn't get to you. You've been holding patiently, and we've just run out of time.
Oh,
but we thank you all for calling in. We really appreciate your calling, and we love doing this sort of work. So catch us every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, and you can get our contact info on the show site. So feel free to contact us if you want to talk about anything.
We do reading, and we give more in depth, and et cetera, et cetera.
So there we go, and we've got 10 seconds left. So I'm gonna
great.
Just
thank you.
Yeah, and thank you all very much for calling. We love you very much. And don't forget. Oh.
Enter the light. Good night.
Enter the good night.